broadcast. You're going to create a Lock time.
Log Talk Radio.
This thing's going to be done.
Ready to die. From that NYC, bring that comedy, originality. And now the whole world will see.
The whole world will see.
It's a rhyme impersonator show.
BK Uptown, can you feel this?
A rhyme impersonator show.
Queensbridge, boogie down, can you feel this?
A rhyme impersonator show.
All the world sat now, can you feel
it's
this?
A rhyme impersonator show.
America, get ready to laugh.
Oh, yo, Squoy Wobbin.
Hello, 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 radio, and welcome to another episode of the Rhyme Impersonator Radio Show, a show that supports new up-and-coming artists, business startups, and also provides you with inspirational and positive energy that will help enrich your daily lives. America, get ready to laugh and live life to the fullest with the Rhyme Impersonator Radio Show. How are you today, Bina?
I'm doing very well. How about you?
Very good. Monday. Welcome. Happy Monday, everyone.
Okay, that's saying crazy Monday again.
Happy Monday. We have so much to tell you about. An exciting weekend that we had. Oh, man, I don't know where to begin. Right, Dina?
I guess so.
I guess so. All right. Well, let's get these updates. I want to get these updates right out of the way, ladies and gentlemen, so we can really get to the juicy details we have to tell you about this weekend. The updates, Dina. Anybody we have to tell people about? Anything coming up?
Yeah, for sure. We have May 2nd, Saturday. We're going to have Richard Oliver Jr.'s birthday party. It's going to be at 23rd Street Skyport Marina, Cabana Yacht, New York. And, you know, please, everyone, do come through. It's going to be from 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Come at least 1 hour before. So please do be at the pool by 10 p.m., because the boat does leave exactly at 11 p.m. And we would also like to thank all the people who have liked our Facebook page, the Rhyme Impersonator Show Facebook page, Tatiana Johnson, Julia Westcon, Karthik Srinivas, Maggie Love Chu, Bob Brooks, Gunjan Nishad, Sayara, Alice Christine, Frank Campbell, Richard Simpson, Irene Jane and Fatima, and as well as we would also like to thank anybody who's following us on Twitter as well as sharing our videos on YouTube.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much. You get a clap track. My birthday cruise is coming up, guys. Do not miss the boat. That's all I want to tell you. Don't miss the boat. It's going to be an amazing time. May 2nd, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. boat cruise. And I am catering authentic Jamaican rum cake. And I will have two bodyguards for that cake. It's that serious. It's going to be sick. Imp on the rum. Yeah, so we had an amazing time. We have an amazing show for you. We were at the New York City Art Expo 2015, and we met some amazing artists. And Vina, I'll tell you a little bit more about it. Vina?
Yes, we were there at the New York Art Expo 2015, and we did meet a lot of artists from different walks of life. And it was just amazing to see all the things that they do, from painting to glass polishing or glass sculptures. And they all have their own different techniques, and they're coming up with innovative ways of making their own painting innovative. I saw one person who actually had a painting, an oil paint, and she had aluminum foil that she integrated into her
painting.
No way.
Yeah. Aluminum foil?
Yes.
That has become art?
Yes. Aluminum foil, like, she colors them in different ways, and she actually
puts
them in. And there was this amazing painting that was actually done with grains and seeds, with lentil seeds and with rice.
Wow.
And, like, different spices. and oh my God, it was amazing to just look at it. I have a picture of it, maybe most probably you'll see. But it was so amazing. It was all authentic, different styles, different ideas, different views, different perceptions.
Very unique.
Yes, very unique, and new trendsetters. It amazes on how people like spend so much time actually doing an artwork. Yes, and you know they spend so much time, money, and they have so much of commitment in completing these big, huge paintings, and they don't even know if they're going to sell it or not, but they still do it. So.
Wow. Man, I really, there was a lot of great, great paintings, and I mean, I saw some, I wish I had the time. We were working, people interviewing a lot of new up-and-coming artists and some celebrity artists as well, and it was great. I mean, I got to interview Marlene Tremblay, new up-and-coming artist. She's amazing. We had an incredible interview. If you see that interview on our Facebook, and I just released it, actually, on YouTube. So you see YouTube.com, www.youtube.com/ The Rhyme Impersonator, and you'll definitely hear that exclusive interview I had with her. We're going to actually play, I'll see if I can play some of that interview today. If not, we don't play it today, we'll definitely play it next week, and you'll get to hear about this amazing artist whose painting actually sold at the expo, huge. I'm going to give a big round of applause to her. Exclusive artist spotlight segment on our YouTube channel. So we're really happy to have her, and look forward to seeing her progress from here and seeing how she grows with video marketing as well. Right, Bina?
That's true. That's right.
So who else did we meet at the New York Art Expo?
We met one of the amazing actresses from Bollywood. Her name is Neelkanti Patikar, and she's also Nani Patikar's, one of the most famous Bollywood actors' wife. And she also gave us an exclusive interview, and she was so down to earth, and she was really amazing. I really loved her energy and her vibe, and it was just like whatever time I spent with her, I will remember. It was just nice meeting her and talking to her, spending some time, and she gave us an amazing interview as well.
Yes, Patikar was amazing. I really enjoyed the interview with her. I mean, such a humble celebrity that really has a passion for art. You know, I never knew this. And the way she speaks about these sculptures she creates is very, very profound, I should say. It comes from a deeper place. And it was really great pleasure to meet her. 3 days, guys. We're in the expo for 3 days. So you become like family with some people in there. People see you. Security knows you by name. Hey, man, we know who you are. Don't show no ID. Just come on in. So it was great. So every time I would see her, it would just be a great joy to just be in her presence. Thank you so much, Mr. Patikar, for that interview. And, yeah. Actress on something in the near future, maybe by a feature film, perhaps. So, Vina, anything else? What did you think?
It was a very good experience, unique in its own ways. And it was tough because it's way on the west side, like it's on at Pier 94. So, you know, it's always like you have to think about the transport cost.
Yeah.
But anyway,
it was worth it.
Yes, it was well worth it. And we had an amazing time. And as I said before, it's just nice to feel the vibe of different artists. As well as, you never know who you'll meet. And that's how we met Ms. Patikar over there.
Yeah. Just like in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, that's right.
We usually get details, guys. We work with the publicists, and we usually know who's going to be at particular places, especially celebrities, because I interview celebrities. So I had no clue there would be any celebrities at Art Expo at all. Bina?
Yeah, and then, you never know when you will meet anyone, and it's just being at the right time.
In the right place at the right time. But, so people should venture out and come out and support the expos. You never know.
Yep. You never know what you will find and what you might seek within yourself.
Well, a lot of paintings did sell. We had a good friend that was there doing photography. Her name is?
What are you talking about?
She was doing photography.
Her name is Sharaj.
You're right, yes. And she really gave us some info. And, there was a painting, literally, I think, that sold for like $35,000, man. One painting.
Wow.
There were a lot of paintings being sold on a big, big level.
But I did meet a few vendors, and they told me that they felt that it was better last year than this year.
Mm.
Especially there was one solo artist who told me that he actually sold 6 paintings last year.
Wow.
But he did not sell anything this year. So it was kind of sad, but again, he was like, yeah, I did get some inquiries, and, you know, it was good for exposure, and just to be there for the experience. And a few more artists, they were like, you know, I did not sell a lot of paintings, but I did get a lot of inquiries from galleries. I did get inquiries from the press. I got inquiries as for meeting the fans, meeting friends, and that's what they take it. You know, they take all the positivities that they get from people that are browsing through or coming to their booths.
So
it's nice because it also meets so many international people or international artists. I think that's something that I really love and cherish when I go to New York Art Expo.
Wow, so they're still optimistic in the midst of not selling.
Yeah.
They're still, I mean, it's daunting because I know just space in the expo, I'm sure it's very expensive to even have a, you know, 1 square foot of anything. I mean, even a wall is expensive. It's like real estate, correct?
It is like real estate. There was one gallery, she actually told me that they spent $15,000.
What?
And they did not set anything at all.
Oh, they, man.
So, and they, she was like, I'm so sorry. I love what you're doing, but I've already, like, I can't.
Wow.
So, you never know, like, you know, you think that you are in a tough pickle, but yeah, people are going through things that are much more harder. You know, it's kind of like gives you a different perception as well when it comes to cost, budget, costing, and, you know, investing and things like that. They take it as an investment.
Right, in their art.
In their art.
It's a big investment. That's a lot.
I mean, it's a gallery.
I mean, it's a gallery. It's the name.
It's
the expo name, the prestige behind the expo that drives artists to the expo. What is it? Why do people spend this much money and this much commitment, travel, food, to get to the expo?
Yeah, because it's one of the biggest expo in the art world, apart from what they do in Vienna, Paris, London. So New York Art Expo has built the name and the brand, and even if you put on your resume that you took part in New York Art Expo, will have gallery noticing you. It's kind of like you are putting your work out there with a big bang.
Mm-hmm.
If you're coming to New York Art Expo, that means you're serious.
You're a serious artist. This is not a hobby.
It's not a hobby. And you know your worth because you have to price every painting that you're going to sell.
You know the value of your work.
Yeah. And I also have said that it's like they have the big paintings, and slowly in the last days, they start bringing in their small paintings as
small
well.
Their
small, let it be sketches on a canvas paper, or it might be like small poster-sized laminations that they have. So they start bringing those. Even if they make certain amount of money, they will cover at least part of their cost. That's how the artist was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they should just have it from the beginning in a way. That's how I feel. But, you know, it's just my take on it.
Wow. That's very interesting. Very interesting insight into that, you know, the art realm, you know, especially on the business side, which is selling. I mean, that is the goal, is it not? Is it more promotion, resources, attracting that gallery owner? What is it?
It's everything.
A combination of all.
It's a combination of
everything.
Yeah, it's a combination of everything.
Yeah.
And I've also understood that you know, the media presence is not so strong.
Hmm.
And I guess, you know, it's not so easy for so many different artists to actually get noticed too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many booths. I don't think so, like, audience can actually go to, even in 3 days, I couldn't cover
really
half of it.
Cover every
inch of the space.
It seems like solo artists, and I guess there's premier artist section. Was it divided like that, or was it a mix of both, you know, established artists and, you know, solo artists?
They have solo artists. They have the decor or the furniture side, wherein they have those bigger, big size, you know, monuments or sculptures kind of thing, big size paintings kind of thing on one side. And they also have the galleries, the brand, the ones that have prestigious acclaimed needs. And, you know, it's a mix because even the gallery owners, they kind of also rent out the spaces to independent artists. And they might have maybe one or two paintings out there on their walls. So it's kind of a mix. It's but the solo artists, they are buying their own boots and they're putting it out there. Like, they own that particular space. Whereas there might be a few solo artists that may not have so much of money, but they still want their paintings to be out there, then they kind of partner with the gallery, or they might be like group of paintings or artists coming together, buying a boat and stuff,
sharing
the space.
Hmm.
So there are many different ways that a boat can be shared. It can be, you know, solely rented, or you can just go with the gallery owner. So there are many different ways of selling your paintings.
There are many different ways to cut costs then.
Yeah, there are many different ways to cut costs.
So you can actually turn a profit.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. Very good. Wow. We'll definitely, guys, tune in next week because we're going to have a full update on the recap on the 2015 New York Art Expo. And you'll get to hear my exclusive interview with Marlene Tremblay and Ms. Patrick Kerr as well. So it's going to be amazing, guys. Don't forget to tune in and subscribe to the channel, guys, so you'll be the first to see that interview. And any interview that is aired on the Rhyme Impersonator radio show, just go to youtube.com/TheRhymeImpersonator, youtube.com/TheRhymeImpersonator, and you'll click the subscribe button, and guys, you will get instant feeds. Boom. Like, as soon as we release it, it goes right to your box. So I want to encourage you guys to do that. Wow. So what do we have? Who do we have on the show today, Vina?
Today we are going to actually air the interview that we had with Run the Jewels.
Who was Run the Jewels?
I think you're better in explaining it than me, because I know that they're hip-hop artists.
Run the Jewels. Amazing hip-hop duo. Killer Mike and ELP. I said it right this time, EL. I said EIP in the interview. It was funny. But ELP, great rap artist, you know, grassroots, independent. They just kind of moving their way up now. A few albums under their belt, doing some touring, doing some big things. Met them out at Sundance Film Festival this year. So it was great to meet with them and have a few exchanges and really see where they're going and, you know, hear about their goals and ambitions as duo rappers in this very competitive field of hip-hop music. So that was pretty cool. So I'm going to definitely play their interview. And we'll take a commercial, and we'll be back with the Run the Jewels interview on the Rhyme Impersonator radio show.
Tune in to the hottest new online broadcasting station, the Rhyme Impersonator radio show, broadcasting live in high-definition stereo every Monday from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/ The Rhyme Impersonator radio show. That's every Monday from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at blogtalkradio.com/ The Rhyme Impersonator radio show, with celebrity hosts Rich Lava Jr., baby, and co-host
Vina K.
Guests can call in live at 619-924-9876. That's 619-924-9876. The Rhyme Impersonator radio show, a show that supports new up-and-coming artists and business startups, and also provides you with inspiration and positive energy that will help enrich your daily lives. America, get ready to laugh and live life to the fullest with the Rhyme Impersonator radio show. If you would like to advertise on our radio show, then please call Vina Kondapalli at 212-470-0871 and visit our website at icpentertainment.com. Where we from, baby?
New York.
We're back with the Ron Personator Radio Show, and I want to air the exclusive interview that we got with Run the Jewels, hip-hop duo. Hope you guys enjoy it, and Run the Jewels, this is for you, baby.
Hi, everyone. This is Rich Alvarez, celebrity host and direct executive producer and director of the Ron Personator Show. We are here live at the Sundance Film Festival with Run the Jewels, baby. I'm excited. Killer Mike, EIP, what's up, baby?
Woo! Hey, man, how you doing?
Just saw your performance.
LP.
LP. LP.
EIP.
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 Look at me.
Great.
I'm cool.
Cool. Your name is EIP.
I was going to let it slide.
How you guys doing tonight, baby?
Good,
Sundance.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Usually they call me Rick Ross.
Rick Ross.
Usually they
get him
right. Look
like Rick Ross.
Because I'm fat with the beard.
You got some clothes though, man.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Nice. So tell us about your group and tell us for those that don't know, you're new up and coming. I saw you on a few Conan O'Brien, a few other stuff. What's happening?
We're Run the Jewels. We've been putting out records on our own 3 years ago.
Yeah, 3 years.
And we've been going ever since. And we just put a record out called Run the Jewels 2, which, as you might be able to guess, is our second album.
Nice.
And we've been having a great time. It's been really, really well received. And we've been running around the world. We basically have just been touring and found our way somehow to the mountain.
The mountain.
Yeah.
To the mountain. Utah.
Yes, to the great mountain of Utah.
Nice.
That's it.
So where you guys from, for those that don't know where you're from?
I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
ATF?
Okay. I'm from Brooklyn.
BK. Nice. So who's some of your influences in hip-hop?
My influences in hip-hop, all of hip-hop influences me, period. But in terms of my heroes, are definitely Scarface, Ice Cube, KRS-One, and probably Biggie.
Biggie?
Run-DMC, BDP, Mantronics, Fat Boys, Nice and Smooth, Miss Melody, just all smooth.
Oh,
she used to have a burr on her lock in the bed, right? Yeah, we're kids of the 80s, so we came up in that whole, Def Jam era, Rick Rubin era.
Nice.
That's what formed our taste, and, obviously him in the South, me in New York, but we have a lot of those same sort of albums in common. We're the same age, so.
Nice. So what's the big goal for Run the Jewels? What's the big picture? Album sales, gold platinum records, what are we looking for? Are you looking to expand into something bigger? Soundtracks, movies?
We actually are talking about doing a film, but we thought maybe just the merciless pursuit of money. For starters,
paper
of money and power, basically. But we'll take a movie too. That's
nice.
Cool too. Like Our Purple Rain, maybe.
I want Wu Tang.
Oh.
I want to be able to just have my symbol and logo known worldwide. And
iconic.
For to be Jewel Runner globally and fuck tour.
Check that.
Nice. 9-10 months a year. That's what I'm about.
Nice. Well, much success. Your performance is magnificent. A lot of energy. I loved it. We're a comedy show, so I'm going to ask you, do you have a joke, impersonation, or embarrassing moment?
My whole life has been a series of embarrassing moments.
Give up?
Oh, man, it's too many.
Go for
too
it.
Name. I mean,
impersonation,
I'm
go for it.
Impersonation? I don't do impersonations very well, though. I like them, but I don't do them well. Man.
Embarrassing moment. We all have one.
The embarrassing moment. One embarrassing moment is when I get too gassy and I fart on stage and L walks into it when I'm escaping the other side. That's always pretty funny. He gets off stage and curses me out.
One man's embarrassment is another man's tragedy.
Hey everyone, we're back with the Ron Personator Radio Show. That was Run the Jewels, Killer Mike, ELP. In the building at the Sundance Film Festival. We had a great time there. Great group, man. A lot of energy on stage, I should say. Vina, what did you think about Run the Jewels?
Yes, they do expend a lot of energy. I really got tired when they were performing. I felt like, man, these people have way too much energy. And they perform with so much of passion and so much of enthusiasm. It's amazing. And the crowd actually receives them very well, too. They are jumping along with them.
Yeah.
And they're in tune with their music, and they know the words, so they're also shouting the same words at the same time. So they did make a mark with the youth, and they have their niche market, and they have their fan base for sure.
Yeah, man. That was just amazing. DJ was hot, too. I love seeing that combination of old school DJ, the turntables, techniques, I like artists that keep that, you know, alive. I kind of like that. So big, big props to Run the Jewels, Run the Jewels for that as well, man. Great, great, great group. Yeah. Yet, and if you're gonna be out there for the Emmys or anything else, then definitely hit me up. We'd definitely love to get a recap of what is happening with Run the Jewels maybe next year, and any films that we're working on. Hey, Run the Jewels, get at me. I done told you guys, I said, look, make it be in my film, make it in my soundtrack. So holler back. All right. Cool. Wow. So, Lena.
I know that we have our services called video marketing, and we were talking about it before in the previous show, and we were talking how James El Camino, he was in one of our top 10 videos like a week ago, and we did promise that we will run his audio. No. Okay, all right. Then maybe we should continue from here.
James, yeah. Well, James is great, man. We're going to definitely, I want to definitely have James on the show, you know, another time when he's working on a film project now. So I can't wait to have him back on, guys. We can talk to him about what he's doing with that particular project. So, yeah. So, James, love you, man. We can't air you today. You got a lot of stuff going on. But so we'll be back, and I guess Bina is going to continue on with her positive thought. So we'll see. And yeah, you're listening to the Rhyme Impersonator Radio Show.
Advertise your music, business, brand, or product on the Rhyme Impersonator Radio Show, broadcasting live in high definition stereo every Monday from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at blogtalkradio.com/. The Rhyme Impersonator Radio Show. That's every Monday from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at blogtalkradio.com/ The Rhyme Impersonator Radio Show, with celebrity host Richard Oliver Jr. and co-host Vina Kay. Guests can call in live at 619-924-9876. That's 619-924-9876. Get 20% off our bronze, silver, and platinum packages. Additional services also include a mention of your name or business live on the air, a 30-second to 1-minute commercial ad, and advertising and blogging of your ad through our various online and social media channels. For advertising slots and placement, please contact Vina Kandapalli at 212-470-0871. That's 212-470-0871. Or you can email us at the Rhyme Impersonator Show at yahoo.com. That's the Rhyme Impersonator Show at yahoo.com. And visit our website at icpentertainment.com. That's icpentertainment.com. The Rhyme Impersonator Radio Show, a show that supports new up-and-coming artists and business startups, and also provides you with inspiration and positive energy that will help enrich your daily lives. America, get ready to laugh and live life to the fullest with the Rhyme Impersonator Radio Show. Produced by ICP Entertainment.
Hey, guys, we're back with the Rhyme Impersonator Radio Show. Yep, definitely. And advertisements, I think Vina wanted to talk about any advertisers that want to advertise on the show. I think Vina wanted to bring some light to that.
Yeah, for sure. If all any small businesses, independent film artists, and whoever is looking for more marketing, promotion, and advertising, we do have a very low-budget advertising rates, and you can place your ad with us on our Rhyme Impersonator with the show. And we also do video marketing services that help in keeping the buzz and bringing in more traffic to your website and to your services. You can either take the video marketing services for a customized edit of $500, and your audio is also aired on the radio show. That is one of the best ways of getting both the video and audio, and to have your name out there and to have more traffic coming onto your website. We also have different rates for the radio show, for only for the audio on the radio show itself. If you need additional information, please do email me at therhymeimpersonatorshow@yahoo.com. I repeat it, it's therhymeimpersonatorshow@yahoo.com.
All right. Yes, definitely, guys. This is a great means to advertise yourself. Artists, I keep saying in every interview, artists, new up-and-coming artists, whether you're a painter, a singer, writer, you know, video marketing is where it's at. This has been a service that has helped us net literally $13.5K for our production for the Ron Impersonator Show that we're now pitching to TV networks and ancillary markets. So we're moving in a good direction. So I definitely am very excited about this service because it's something that can really help the independent artists really get out there, really make some waves. It's, you know, in this business, it's all about buzz. In our business, it's not what you know, but who you know. And you really have to market yourself effectively. That's the thing. You're getting the best supreme quality, high-def footage, that professional sound in anything that you're doing. And that's what ITB Entertainment can provide for you. So definitely get at us if you definitely need us. And we'll give you that great service. I think it's great. Definitely. And what better means for an artist to have than, you know, a low-cost and effective way of marketing advertising. All right, Vina, so what's been happening in the news, Vina?
Ellen, you will be, you know, everybody will have been noticing and will be reading a lot about the Nepal earthquake that just happened, and it's estimated that around 4,000 people have been killed. In the magnitude of the earthquake was 7.8, and it is one of the major earthquakes that was very severe, and it never happened till now. It has been like 81 years later that Nepal has been struck with such a huge, like very strong earthquake. Tremors are frequent in Nepal as it is near tectonic mountains that is the Himalayan ranges, and Himalayan ranges are always shifting. They're always moving at least 0.1 to 0.2 inches every year. So the tremors are something that the people in Nepal are used to, but this magnitude of 7.8 earthquake is no joke. It has never happened in 81 years. And they are comparing the earthquake that was similar to Haiti. And then the news is that, yes, the damages are going to be severe, and it's going to be tough. It's going to be a little bit hard to say in order for people who have survived, and all the survivors, they will be going through a lot of things as there's no power. Most of their houses have been destroyed, no electricity, and of course you know, it takes time to clear out all the garbage, the debris, and, you know, there are many things happening at the same time. So the best thing that we hear, what we can do is spread the word and, if possible, monetarily donate money. Please do not just go there. That's what was one of the articles that I was reading, that there are many untrained workers that come there and they do not help. They just burden the place that is already has so many things going on. So if you're not a trained physician, if you're not a trained skilled person who knows how to handle yourself or how to handle things, do not go there. But help monetarily. The main thing that we can do as global citizens is to monetarily give whatever we can give to Nepal. And there are many different donations that are actually collecting money for the Nepal earthquake victims. UNICEF.org, InternationalMedicalCorp.org. These are one of the many organizations that are collecting donations, and they will be using the money for helping our people if there are survivors. It was tough. I mean, you know, natural disasters are tough. And you learn from these natural disasters as well. You always hear how survivors actually survived and how they helped each other out. And right now they are actually sleeping in open spaces. Though they might be people who have houses that are really fearful to be in the houses because they still feel the tremors, and they collectively are sleeping in military camps or wherever they're congregating in open air spaces, and that's where they're sleeping together. It's like, you know, they feel like they are much more stronger as a unit than being singled out in different houses. My heart goes out to all the people that are going through things, especially in Nepal. And
The Rhyme Impersonators Radio Show would definitely like to give our condolences to Nepal and its victims and citizens. And we are praying for you, and we hope that, you know, you will recover and definitely bounce back from this and emerge even stronger. All right. Wow. I mean, we dealt with a lot of tragedy issues before on this radio show, haven't we, Vina?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
We covered in full breadth of many different scenarios and different things that have happened in the world. And as I said before, you know, with every natural disaster, I feel like the whole world comes together. That's the only good thing that comes out of a natural disaster or severe things that happen in the whole world. Suddenly, we all stop, pause, and not just continue with our lives, but just think and say, how can I help?
Yeah.
I think that's the only best part that I learned, and that it also humbles each and everyone. We understand that life is short, and you know, we should do what we want to do and make that mark.
Yeah.
And that's what I get from it. And as I said, it humbles me to the core that people come together only when they face disaster.
Yeah. Wow. Really great, really great. Tough. So we're going to go to Vina and our positive thought for today. And hope you guys enjoy it.
From now, you'll be more disappointed by the things that you did not do than by the ones you did do. So throw off the low line, sail away from safe harbor, catch the trade winds in your sails, explore, dream, discover. This was the quote that was quoted by Mark Twain. And as we were talking before, life is too short, and it's better always to explore and make your mark. Positive thought. Life is all about changes and the perceptions and mindset we have. Given a chance, do travel through the road less traveled. Let it be being a social worker, a traveler, or pursuing your interest in field of life. It makes you more human and value the relationships. Without building relationships, you cannot grow. You also understand that life is too short not to work on things that you like and the things that you really love to do. It also teaches you not to limit yourself in one entity and grow, nurture your other extensions. And it is not a crime, but a necessity to become an all-rounded person. I really would like to thank Meera Kanti Patekar, who showed and made me realize the beauty of exploring and not to fear to walk on the road less traveled. And as I explained before, my own experience is that, yes, you know, it's very challenging and it's very hard to actually go on the road less traveled. And sometimes the opposition and challenges are huge or humongous because many of close associates, your family and network have always seen you in a stabilized position. They've always seen you in one entity, in one norm. So they're always surprised and they're always like, you know, they're always amazed that you are actually taking this particular step. And it's it's nothing wrong if you want to do it and if you want to explore it. Yes, you do need a lot of grit, and you need to have a very right perception, and you need to create that support system that also inspires you and gives you that positive feedback when you are going to break down, because you are going to break down because it's not easy. It's also because you have never done it. You're not really, like, said that, okay, fine, I'm just going to go with the passion that I like, let it be of dancing, music, or even let it be like painting, and you're actually surviving with the money that you're getting through that particular art or through that particular passion. And it is tough because you need to market yourself and you need to brand yourself and you need to put your name out there. So you're getting out of your own comfort zone and you're challenging yourself. You need to have different ways and different ideas on how you're going to put out yourself in the world. And as I said before, it's always good to work as a unit than an individual. So always have somebody that can support you, especially emotionally, as well as have a way or have the worst case scenario in your mind. And also think about different ways financially that you can support yourself, let it be through savings or let it be through you know, like getting a loan or even like understanding the niche market that you have and start selling your stuff out. It is very vital as well to always have a positive attitude while you're traveling through the road less traveled. Because without positive thoughts, it's going to be really tough to travel this particular path. And you can always go back and get a regular job, but then you are not fulfilling your own passions and you're not fulfilling your own desires. And that's what you want to explore. And the life you have, it feels like when you're living it, it feels like it's long. But when you think about the bigger perspective and bigger picture of life, it's not long. It is actually short. And you really have to explore things that you really like and put it out there. And you never know what will come out of this and how you will influence other generations and other people that are actually looking upon you. And I thank the opportunity that has been given by the Almighty, as well as my parents, and as well as Richard Oliver Jr., with whom I have worked a lot within these 2 years. And go through ups and downs, I still continue to pursue things that I really like to do, let it be in form of hosting or let it be in form of being behind the cameras or being a production manager. With this, I end my closet. Thank you very much for your lot of worship room.
Yeah, we're back with the Ron Pushing the Radio Show. I was speaking of kind of folly and it's a positive thought. Yes, I hope you guys are really enjoying this positive thought messages every week. If you are, do call in anytime, 619-924-9876, 619-924-9876, and tell us how you feel, or email us at therhymeimpersonatorshow@yahoo.com, therhymeimpersonatorshow@yahoo.com, with your thoughts. Yeah, we really want to hear what you guys have to think as well, because we want to base this show on inspirational and positive energy, and that's what this show is about. Any shout-outs, any last-minute things, guys? I know we're going to be wrapping up pretty soon, but...
I really want to thank everyone who actually came out to our networking event that happened last week. Thank you very much. And do not forget, May 2nd, we're going to have the boat cruise for Richard Oliver Jr.'s birthday party. And also, please do let us know about any services that you might need, whether it be the advertisement or getting a plug in the radio show and services of video marketing. You can always email us at the Ryan Impersonator Show at yahoo.com.
So who do you want to thank? I want to thank a few people before we leave.
I would like to...
For the last event. Success of the last event. I want to thank a few people. Stella Bahar. Thank those that came out. I want to thank you. You have their names?
No.
All right. Well, I want to thank everybody that came out, and I hope you guys had a great time networking at the Cellar Bar. I want to thank Business on the Shoestring, my collaborators with that event. The pre-birthday celebration was great. I had a great time. I'm going to be releasing more photos for you guys to see. And really thank everybody for coming out. I hope everybody got a chance to network, make some good connections, and forward their dreams, goals, and aspirations forward. So do reach out to us anytime. I think we will have another networking event coming up next month. Vina, when's the next event coming up?
The next one we have is your boat cruise.
Well, that's not networking. That's just a boat cruise. Nobody thinking of networking on a boat cruise. You're kidding me, man. Please. Who's thinking of networking on a boat cruise? When is the next networking event going to be? Approximately.
It will be on June 26th.
June 26th is the next one. Guys, you get more information. Always you can reach us at www.icpentertainment.com, icpentertainment.com. You get all the latest updates and all of our up-and-coming networking events. Networking is key. And I really want to invite you guys out. I love doing that. Yeah, Sabina, anything else?
No, that's about it. I do not have any other information.
Okay, so I'm sure there's certain people we have to thank on our Twitter and other places, people that are supporting us, what we can tell them to continue to do. Continue to like us on Facebook.
Continue to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
All right, what's our Facebook ID, Vina?
It's www.facebook.com/TheRyanImpersonatorShow.
Okay. And our Instagram. What's our Instagram, Vina? Don't know our Instagram. Instagram.com/TheRyanImpersonatorShow. Vina's a little under the weather today, guys. The memory is gone. I don't know what's happening. But, guys, continue to support us. We really appreciate it. And definitely follow, hit us up on the gram. Do it for the gram. Do it for my fam. Look out for the up-and-coming... child dancers that are going to be featured on the YouTube channel, which is going to be great. We'll have some new dancers with swag, dancing to the theme song of the Ryan Impersonator Show. So look out for that on YouTube. We're going to have a great time. And anything else you want to say, Vina? Anything else you want to say to anyone? You want to thank your mother for supporting you, your family that's been helping, possibly the investors that's helping you.
I'd like to thank everyone who is supporting us and who is helping us out.
All right, guys. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Tune in next time for the Ryan Impersonator Radio Show, which airs every Monday from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. here on blogtalkradio.com/TheRyanImpersonatorRadioShow. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/TheRyanImpersonatorRadioShow. And we'll definitely keep you updated on everything that's going on. You can always reach us again at icpentertainment.com, icpentertainment.com for all the latest updates on the project, on the comedy show, and everything that we're doing. Basically, when the Holi's coming up. I know when is Holi coming up, Vina?
May
2nd. May 2nd, so look out for our Holi footage as well. We're going to definitely be out there having some fun with our Desi brothers and sisters. It's going to be fun. So we hope to see you guys out there. Where's it going to be held at, Vina?
It's going to be on 46th Street and 3rd Avenue.
46th Street and 3rd Avenue on April, say again?
May 2nd.
May 2nd. So I know the Mayweather fight is that day, so I know it's kind of hard for people to get to the boat cruise, but you'll still have a good time. And if you can make it, definitely come down to the pier and be there for the boat cruise. That'll use at 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. I look forward to seeing everybody there and share my birthday with you guys. And I think there's supposed to be a particular celebrity coming to that event. I can't say who it is, but you'll see him when he comes. And we're going to have a great time, great time. So I want to thank you again, guys, for tuning into the Ryan Personator Radio Show. Do spread the word. And where are we from?
New York.
New York.
America, get ready to die. We're
from that NYC. Bring that comedy, originality, and now the whole world will see,
the whole world will see,
the Rhyme Impersonator Show,
BK Uptown, can you feel this,
the Rhyme Impersonator Show,
Queensbridge, boogie down, can you feel this,
the Rhyme Impersonator Show,
all the world sat now, can you feel
the
this,
the Rhyme Impersonator Show,
America, get ready to laugh,
oh, yo, Squoy Robin.